This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Indian leader Narendra Modi let loose a fiery speech Sunday, blasting critics who call a new law anti-Muslim. Addressing a crowd of Hindu nationalist supporters in New Delhi, dressed in red and green, holding the national flag, Modi took the stage after days of violent and deadly protests that have rocked India. The bill paves the way to citizenship for some undocumented immigrants. Those from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan that entered India before 2015 are covered, but not Muslims. Critics call that discrimination.
And that is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. After nearly 3 months of waiting, the preliminary results of Afghanistan's September presidential election have been released. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes in the country's presidential election. Delayed preliminary results showed on Sunday, in a vote that was marred by allegations of massive fraud. But the battle for the presidency is not over yet.
Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The Independent Election Commission said Ghani had won 50.64% of the vote, while his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, had 39.52%. The IEC said that was enough for Ghani to win the first round of voting outright, but added that the outcome could change in final results and that if Ghani hadn't secured more than 50%, the election would go to a second round of voting.
For more on any of today's top stories, including the Afghan election and the U.S. election, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.